So no one covered this assassination attempt, which is basically what it was, on the president earlier this week. So we're going to touch on it today. I know everyone's talking RBG, but we're going to touch on that. You also will not believe, or maybe you will, I don't know, it's 2020, maybe you will, what schools in Rhode Island are doing and the level that they are taking things to over this pandemic craziness. Plus, former law enforcement officer Ray Dietrich joins us to give us some awesome tips on where we can find actual truthful news about our law enforcement, not the garbage that the mainstream media out there is sharing, which leads everyone to hate police when they shouldn't, and I hope you don't either. That and so much more, it all starts now. All right, happy Tuesday, folks. Interesting show today. We're going to cover some stuff, again, that we didn't really hit on as much yesterday because we spent so much time talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's passing, filling the seat, the battle back and forth between the Dems and the GOP, which is going to keep going on. So don't worry. We're going to keep talking about that throughout the week. But we're going to kind of break from it a little bit today and not spend as much time on it and touch on some other stuff real quick here at the top, too. This was an interesting story. It's a sad story, but also spreads multiple concerns. It ripples out and has a bunch of issues. But Chicago postal workers are talking about, Chicago's a mess. God, it's a mess. I mean, we see record crime there every weekend. They keep topping their record. Like, we need to be going the other way, Lori Lightfoot. You're the mayor for now. You're an awful leader, but you got to be trying to go the other way, not ramping up numbers. I think that she's looking at this wrong and thinking it's a game, but she's losing. And the postal workers there are losing, too. They had one of their own shot and killed while on the job. And now they're talking about not delivering mail, at least to some neighborhoods, not across the whole city and surrounding areas, but some neighborhoods, because they're just too dangerous. Just too dangerous. And I would say this, folks. Remember, in these towns, and it's not as easy as this, I get it. There's nuance, there's details to everything. But remember, in these towns, in the Chicagos, the Baltimores, these towns that have high crime rates, who's running them? Who's lying to you? Who is saying that they're going to fix things when then they keep, like we were just saying, breaking records for crime and homicides and murder? And it's the Wild West, and you've got mail carriers, and the USPS has some serious problems, but not problems to the point where they should have their people shot. Like, they just need to get their problems fixed. And you can't have that. You can't have UPS, FedEx, people like that. You can't have people coming to fix your air conditioning unit. You can't have people coming to do anything that have to just traverse even through the area be at risk. That's absolutely shameful. It needs to be fixed. There's so much work to be done in our inner cities, Chicago in particular. And it starts with bringing some radical change there in terms of leadership, how things are done on a political level, and giving these communities opportunities. These people lie and say they're going to try and help you out of this, and that conservatives don't get you. You know, this person doesn't get you. This person doesn't get you. And then they put their foot on your throat and hold you down. And maybe that's a bad joke this year with Floyd, but like, it's not even a joke. But that's what they do. Like, they hold you down and don't want you to hear or see any other opportunities that could be way better for you, which pretty much anything would be better for you, because sadly, a lot of those communities are a disaster. But we'll keep tabs on that. Lightfoot's got to do a better job. We've got elections coming up. These Democrats are pushing mail in. We're pushing a bunch of stuff. People get other things through the mail, that are, whether it's meds or what have you. We can't have neighborhoods that are so dangerous that mail can't even be delivered. That's absolutely asinine, unacceptable in the most powerful country in the world. We should be able to fix this kind of stuff. All right, you got to check out Mammoth Nation, guys. It's a conservative discount club, and they are on a mission to get President Trump reelected and keep liberal Democrats out of office. They really mean it. I would not tell you if they didn't. I myself am a member, lifetime member, and I think that you will really enjoy it. You can go to mammothnation.com right now, learn more about it. It's $19 a year to join. You get awesome discounts on products, services, all sorts of other stuff. Also, if you join now, you're going to automatically be entered into the Mammoth Election Day sweepstakes. Winners will be announced on Election Day. and you could win a 65-inch Samsung TV, Quarry coffee maker, Bose speaker, all sorts of other stuff. And also, if you become a lifetime member right now, they'll do all of those things I just discussed and give you a free Trump flag and some additional goodies that'll get mailed to your house. You're going to love it. Again, I'm a lifetime member. So head on over to mammothnation.com right now and join. Help us win back the White House and so many other seats. It's really important. It's, again, mammothnation.com. All right, let's cruise the headlines. So as I was saying in the cold open today, something that we didn't touch on, and really I didn't, I'm not saying that no one did. I don't want to falsely claim that, but something that most people did not touch on significantly was this alleged assassination attempt on President Trump. And you could say that's sensational to say that. But here's the deal. I mean, there was an envelope addressed to President Trump. There's threats against presidents all the time, whether it's President Trump, President Obama, President, but you go all the way back down the list. There's always been threats, a lot of which we don't hear about, but there's always been threats against the president from crazy people. But the FBI and Secret Service, as well as U.S. Postal Inspection Service, are investigating, a suspicious letter that was received at the mail facility, addressed President Trump, and had ricin in the envelope, which is deadly, like super deadly. It's been confirmed since by the labs that it was ricin, which is a poison that's extracted from the seed of the castor plant, often called the castor bean, even though it's not a bean. I learned a lot about this as I was looking into this. But they say that an average adult only needs 1.78 milligrams of ricin injected or inhaled, which would have been the case with opening an envelope, to die. That's about the size of a few grains of table salt, y'all, which is kind of what ricin allegedly represents, according to popular science, I think it was. So, again, to be clear, threats, verbal, physical, or otherwise, happen to people like the president all the time. People in high positions of power and authority, president, of course, being the pinnacle of all of those. So it happens. But what's disappointing to me is this. A, that there's sick people out there that would want to do this regardless of where their politics feel. Again, I did not like Obama as a president. Would I have had a beer and watched sports with him and agreed to disagree on things? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I respect the office of the president of the United States. I respect whoever sits in that chair and that role that they play, even if they suck at it like he did. Even if they're average at it like others have been. You respect that person, and you certainly don't verbally, physically assault or threaten them. As was the case here, taking it to the next level, sending something there. But it would be, what disappoints me is you've got the media during an election year who doesn't cover it at all. Like this, that's kind of a big story. Someone sending a note or an email or this, that, and the other. Yes, the Secret Service is going to take it seriously. They're going to look into it. But that kind of crap happens. But sending a substance that could have not just gotten to the president. Obviously, it's got to go through so many checks before it gets to him. So that's not a likely outcome in the first place. But it puts others in danger. The intent was there, and no one really talked about it because I think because it would help President Trump, whose numbers are surging as it is. The polls closing. The polls mean nothing, but the polls are closing. The gap is not this wide, hilarious lead that never existed in the first place for Joe Biden. I could be proven wrong, but I don't think so. I'm not saying anything about the outcome, but I can tell you he was never up by 14, 16, 700 points. All these, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like he's up by infinity. Like that's not, like he was never up by infinity. Like he's the worst candidate in the history of candidates. But no one covered it. No one covered it, and I think part of the reason is because I think that it gives people a sympathetic, bent towards the president. If they aren't, obviously his followers are for him. There's people in the middle who are trending towards him because they don't want the violence in the streets and they think that Biden can't do the job. He can't. They think that Cam can't do the job. If he can't do the job, she can't. So I think it would have been another lift for him. So let's just move on past this. Let's just move on past this. Oh, and thankfully, a big story happened. Not thankful that Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, but thankfully something else came up that distracted it, so there was little fanfare over this issue. I find it interesting, though, that it wasn't talked about and disappointing. Speaking of interesting attacks and violence and polls, we talked about polls there, too. There's a new poll out there. We've seen the 100-plus days in Portland. We've seen Kenosha. We've seen Minneapolis. We talk about it every damn day because it's in the news and because most people won't talk about it fairly, so we will. So we share that with you. But we've seen polls of people that are scared to share their political opinion because the crazy people in the streets will come hurt them, assault them, threaten them, burn down their business. So they're keeping their mouth shut. That's good for President Trump, right? But there's this new poll, which is disheartening, although not completely surprising, that, and I think, yeah, YouGov and The Economist did it, and they think 74% of Americans believe there will be mass protests if President Trump is able to win re-election. And you've heard multiple people, you've heard Gutfeld talk about this, you've heard Bongino talk, you've heard a lot of people talk about this. And I don't think it's far-fetched. I don't think it's far-fetched. I think that he's going to win. I think that that 62% poll leads to strong indications that benefit Trump, not Biden. You see Trump's individual numbers coming up. That obviously helps him. His rating coming up. That obviously helps him. I think most people understand that despite what Biden and KamKam are saying, COVID is not President Trump's fault. We've done a lot of really positive things. We're just more aggressive on how we do things, how we test, how we do the numbers, which leads to more information, which makes it look worse. And there's things that could have been done better. But I think America is waking up more than I've seen it awake in a while, saying, you know what? Don't like this violence. Don't like this violence in the streets. I definitely don't want to see it in my neighborhood. And these Democrats haven't condemned it, and in some cases have condoned it. In the case of KamKam, has put money in to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to bail some of these people out. In the case of 13 of Biden's staffers, they've put money in to bail these rioters out. People don't want that. People don't want that. But while they don't want it, I'd get ready for it, because there's going to be crazy stuff happening on that. We're not going to have a declared winner, at least not in entirety. There's going to be riots in the streets. There's going to be riots in the streets in areas that there weren't before. Hope and pray it's not in your area. And I think that this poll is probably not that far off the mark. Interestingly, though, if Biden wins, only 44% of people believe that there would be protest. And that, guys, that's not how we operate, which is so funny. They always talk about us being violent, this, that, and the other. We're not going to protest. Don't protest if Biden wins. He's not going to win. But if he does, we handle it right. The protests come when they start shoving garbage philosophies and ideals down our throat. When they try to add D.C. as a state or Puerto Rico as a state, when they try and pack the Supreme Court, when they try and, you know, take away your guns, all this, that, and the other. That's where the issues are going to arise. It shouldn't come from the election. But none of it should come if, A, we win like we should, B, even if we don't, we keep one or both, the House and the Senate. I know we don't have the House now, but if we have the House or the Senate. And I also honestly think that's going to be the issue. The issue is going to be their ideals and their philosophies and the laws they try and push. It's not going to be the victory if they, God forbid, win. Because if they win, I think the streets go quiet again. And they say, see, it was Trump's fault. I'm in office now. I don't remember what office I'm in because my name's Joe Biden and I'm a disaster. But the violence has stopped. I am the guy who fixed it and stopped it. Like, that's, if you think the violence is going to continue after he wins, you know, that's one narrative out there, that this is Joe Biden's America, that I disagree with, because I think that they are pushing that hard. The second they win, or within days of winning, that stuff stops. That stuff stops, because then they can flip it back around, lift up their new ticket, lift up their new president and vice president, and continue to bash our current president, who's done a hell of a job. I might be wrong on that, but that's my take. You heard it there. All right, then this was ridiculous. I said this in the cold open too. Everyone's got their stance on how they look at this pandemic, everything that's going on. But this to me is over the top. I have a big problem with the memories that we all want our children safe. I'm glad my children are back in school. There's some states that their children are not back in school. They're stuck in virtual school, which sucks for the kids because of the experience, and they miss out developing that socialization, those skills, interacting with kids, meeting new friends, having fun. But it sucks for parents, some of which who don't have the time or the money to navigate teaching, their job, having someone come in to help with one or the other. Like, it's a huge problem. So everyone is affected by this. But then the kids who go to school, like my kids, are back in school. And everything, and it's I'm sure it's better here than it is in a lot of places, but everything is, you know, the desks are their little bubbles, and there's masks, and there's this, and there's that. And I hate the memories that are being created for them. I'm glad that people are trying to protect them, but they're the least vulnerable with all of this. And, you know, I pray that no kid gets it, even if they handle it well. It's just not fun. No one needs to get it. But the memories that are being created there are awful. It's not normal to put a mask on and go to school every day and have to follow these rules. And, you know, recess, you only get a little spot. The rest of the people can play there. You have to play there. And this group plays here, but you can't interact with other classes. Like, it's prison. But nothing is as bad as this. Finally, I get to the point, right? So there's four districts in Rhode Island, and they have decided that masks in school and masks, you know, leading to the cafeteria, obviously you can't wear a mask while you eat, but masks are not enough. They have now banned talking during lunch hour for their youth. They're calling them silent lunches. How fun, right? You get excited. What do I have in my lunch? You get in there and it's like a prison. People walking around with like a taser. Like, you say something, you're tased. Tasing you, bro. Said the difference between breathing and talking is about 75-fold in regards to respiratory emissions, like the droplets and small aerosols that come out. So a silent lunch where you take away the interactions of walking down hallways and mixing pods actually becomes a safer option than moving the kids. So I'm telling you, you guys do however you want to do it. Parent however you want to do it. Think politically, spiritually, however you want to do it. I don't care. Just don't tell me how to do it. But if I'm you, if I'm in that situation, I'm not keeping my kid in that school. I'm figuring out how to do virtual school, because literally the whole experience is awful. Most of the crap we learn, in fairness, elementary, you learn probably the most beneficial stuff. Once it gets to the older ages, you're learning stuff that you're never going to use again. But the experience that they are having is not the experience that you want them to remember and pass on to their kids. I mean, everything about 2020 is just the worst. And silent lunches. Oh, I can't even do it. I can't talk about it. That's what I do. I'd be figuring out a different option and not keep them in there. All right. Please go. You can see it on the bottom of the screen there. If you're listening, go to drewberquist.com. And you can get great news commentary on a daily basis. There are tons of different stories touching on all the headlines throughout the day from myself, our staff, partners, all sorts of good stuff there. You can watch the show as well. Also, if you haven't already, we'd greatly appreciate a like or a follow on Facebook, Twitter, Parler, and the such. If you haven't subscribed, you can do so down here in the corner for YouTube. If you're listening, please come on over and give us a click there and subscribe. You can also get notifications if you'd like them. By clicking that bell icon, right after you subscribe. All right, on the other side, we're going to sit down. We've talked about the hatred towards law enforcement, this evil that the mainstream media is enabling people to say and do, and they're pushing this false narrative. We don't have Live PD. We don't have any of these shows anymore that show how they are good. And if you're watching this show, you probably do too, know that our police officers are good. But we're going to sit down with a former law enforcement officer, good friend of the show, Ray Dietrich, on the other side, talk about that hate towards law enforcement, and talk about some good sources where you can get news from police, about police, and not in the slant that the mainstream media is giving you. All that's coming up. Stick around.
Mammoth Nation is the discount club for conservatives. You get great discounts on name brand products and services, and the proceeds help candidates who support the right causes. Plus, the money you save from just one purchase can pay for your entire membership. Liberal Democrats are destroying America, and we can't let Joe Biden be president. It's time to join the fight. Strength in numbers. We give the silent majority a resounding voice. Go to mammothnation.com and let's win this fight together.
Hey guys, real quick before we get back to the show, which I hope you're enjoying, this next segment is sponsored by Hero Soap Company. They are awesome guys. You can see the product right here. The packaging's legit, but the product is legit. They're a veteran-owned company. They put a huge emphasis on helping homeless vets get off the street with Operation Finally Home, and their soap is off the chain. The packaging's great, like I always say, because it is, like it's, I mean, that's killer, right? That's amazing packaging. But it's all natural, made with essential oils, a product that I know that you, your significant other, your friends, your family, everyone's going to love, and it's handmade right in Arizona, here in the USA. So veteran-owned, U.S.-made, helps homeless vets get into homes and off the street, and it's an awesome product. So head on over to HeroSoapCompany.com right now, where you can subscribe for a no-contract monthly delivery and never run out again. Again, it's HeroSoapCompany.com. Let freedom clean. All right, welcome back. So we've talked a ton over the last however many episodes about law enforcement, their role in communities, how important they are, how great the people that go out and do that job each and every day are, despite the bad apples that you see in each and every industry across the world. Some of you in your houses, hopefully not, but you've got that, right? And the left and the mainstream media have been vilifying these guys. They've been pushing out this narrative that all cops are bad. They've been saying that they target African Americans and black communities when there's not an ounce of data that supports that. If people would just stop thinking with emotions and look at the facts. but still, Democrats don't seem to get it, or they do, but they're unwilling to push the truth because it hurts their narrative. Someone who knows this, who's been in those shoes, is retired or former law enforcement officer Ray Dietrich, good friend of the show. He was here just last week. He's been here multiple times because we love his input on this, and he joins us now. Ray, good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Drew. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So typically we talk headlines, this, that, and the other. We talked to, I know, Biden last time you were here, but how did we get here just in general with all of this hate and vitriol that's being shoved over towards law enforcement officers, your former career, all your brethren who are out there still doing this job?
You know, we got here because there's a presidential election, to be honest. I feel like absolute truth is the George Floyd incident occurred. It did not look good, obviously, on video. It was outrageous on video when it came out. Obviously, they didn't drop the entire story in the beginning, and more details came to the surface later, as it always does. But it was so outrageous looking that I believe the left and the Democrats essentially took it and just ran with it and decided to make this the issue. And now we're months into this, over 100 days beyond it. And it's come to the point now after George Floyd and the summer of riots that any police shooting that occurs, it doesn't matter the circumstances, it doesn't matter the truth, any police shooting is resulting in protests and riots, which is, I believe, exactly what they wanted.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the most recent one being Lancaster. It's never any facts or details. It's just knee-jerk reaction. Let's burn stuff. Like, let's get right to it. Let's someone bring the gas. I'll bring the bottles. We'll get some Molotov cocktails going. It's ridiculous. But so this is an obvious question. And it's so critical that we get the truth out there about law enforcement, the truth out there about these cases that everyone goes crazy about. So hopefully at least some of them in the back end say, oh, yeah, we didn't do that right. We should have waited for the facts, because that's just a good life lesson in general. But then also it can help shift and change the narrative about law enforcement officers. What do you think the best way is? Like, I know you've got a site, which we're going to talk about in a second, but what's the best way to get more positive messages out there about how good these men and women really are?
You know, the problem is, and you said left stream media earlier by accident, but that's exactly what it is. The problem we're having now is that the truth of the American law enforcement officer isn't offered up in the mainstream media. So you're having to look for alternative, more conservative outlets and media sources like yourself online, some more right-wing news channels to get those messages out. So I feel like over half the country doesn't see anything positive from the police. Now, the only thing that's somewhat changed, I think this kind of shocked the nation, you know, more than they've been shocked lately, is the attempted assassination on the LASD deputies that was caught on video. I feel like that was almost a turning point where people are finally understanding that, hey, maybe this narrative isn't that cops are racist killers. Maybe there's a lot more to this story. But, you know, to get out these stories, people have to somewhat unplug from the left stream media, you know, like I'm going to run with that term now. But
yeah, I like that. Let's go. It's a T-shirt, too, probably.
That's perfect. I mean, they don't tell the truth about it. They push DNC narrative, essentially, and that is not pro-police.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, it is interesting. You know that it's kind of fake, and you know that they're kind of doing it to show that they have a heart and that they do kind of care about law enforcement, so it allows them cover to shove their anti-law enforcement message. But, you know, after that incident out there in Compton, you'd see, like, there were some people in MSNBC, some people here and there who would come out and be like, this was awful. Like, I can think back to the conversation between Joe Scarborough on Morning Joe. I hate that guy. But Joe Scarborough talking to Al Sharpton, who I dislike even more, and Scarborough was talking about how awful it was and how it's unacceptable, which is obviously true. Any human should see it that way. Sharpton wouldn't agree to that. He wouldn't apologize for it, and instead blamed it on conservatives and said that it was a plant and it wasn't even Black Lives Matter that was involved, which is of course ridiculous. But I feel like you're right. Like, people do have to detach from the mainstream media, and to do that, they've got to know good sources. So one good source is a site that you founded. It's America's Keepers, and you share all sorts of stories and information on law enforcement, you know, from the perspective of a law enforcement officer yourself and people that you know who are still in the community. Tell us a little bit about what you do, how you do it at America's Keepers.
Sure. So basically, it goes back to 2014. I was still an active deputy sheriff or sergeant, and the Baltimore riots occurred, and I started to get irritated. So I created some fan pages on Facebook to support the police. Fast forward 6 years later, we've got over 2 million followers spread across about 15 pages. And our whole goal is to put, you know, pertinent information out on from the perspective of the American law enforcement officer. Now, there is Just News there also. There's podcasts on America's Keepers, but the whole goal is to show this side of it, the truth of the matter. You know, like we break apart the narrative that Black Lives Matter is shoving down through corporate America and the left and mainstream media. We fight back and show breakdowns of officer-involved shootings that may be controversial. You know, I was an investigator of officer-involved shootings while assigned as a detective in internal affairs. So sometimes we'll put out, you know, shooting breakdowns where I'll go through frame by frame why this is good or why this isn't good. We came out on George Floyd and said that it was a horrible video the day it happened. And, you know, like that was what happened across the law enforcement community. But you'll see news there. You'll see a lot of pro-police stories, hero stories, good things happening in the community, as well as calling out politicians. We get political there. We're calling out politicians like, you know, the Seattle mayor and the Portland mayor and all these people who are making it harder for law enforcement to do their job.
Yeah. Well, I think it's so great that you do. And obviously there's lots of law enforcement sites. There's lots of military sites. Fill in the blank with the genre. But it's so important that people go there. And I think, look, you know, again, I say every day on the show, it's okay if you have different opinions. It's not really, because I want you to think the way we do. We all do as humans. But it's okay if you do, like, but no one is able to formulate their opinion with enough data, because they just get it from this one source. Like, whether you watch CNN, MSNBC, all of them, they're all feeding you the same garbage. And whether they're doing it on purpose and, like, talking behind the scenes to keep on narrative or what, doesn't matter. They're feeding you garbage. So you've got to get that other side. And Fox News is not the other side, folks. Like, we talk about that a lot. They're trending so much more left. There's some good stuff on there still, but you know, if you're talking about law enforcement, go hear it from law enforcement officer's mouth. Go hear it from that other perspective. And if you hear both sides and then you still end up kind of going back over here, okay, I think you're wrong, but whatever. At least you've looked at both sides. Like, it's so important that you go check out Ray's site at americaskeepers.com and hear the perspective from law enforcement officers, because otherwise you're just a misinformed fool walking around listening to these idiots talking on the shows who are paid millions of dollars to lie to you and make you dumber.
Yeah, pretty much. And you know, we go out and do a good job of collecting different content from independent journalists. Like, what was scary is when Portland was really heated up and Seattle was really heated up and rioting, we would be publishing the next morning, you know, Twitter videos 12 deep from all the Portland riots showing exactly what happened. And then we publish that, put it out across our networks, but you go and check the mainstream media sites, they're not even talking about it. They're not showing it. It's peaceful protests. It's literally like they hide the truth. So you almost have to go out to independent places, YouTubers like yourself, independent news sources, people on Twitter who are independent journalists. That's how you have to get real information to make your decisions. Yeah, we want you to agree with us, but we want you to have the real information before you make your decision and not just a slanted view.
Right, exactly. Well, and the tricky part too is the mainstream media doesn't show that, like you're saying. And then big tech, whether it's YouTube or Facebook or whatever, they put up huge roadblocks of getting that information out because, again, they're in the same camp as the mainstream media. So, you know, you can post a bunch of stuff. I can post a bunch of stuff. All these other, you know, conservatives, you know, military members, law enforcement can post stuff. If they don't like it, they block it too. So it's really, really difficult to get that message out. But it shows that it's real because they wouldn't be blocking it if it didn't hurt them. So it's really good. You mentioned the podcast on it. We've talked about it before when you've been on the show, but tell us a little bit about your show, which you can see on the wall there, the Thin Blue Line Show, and then also Coffee with Cops with our good buddy Randy Sutton.
Yeah, Thin Blue Line Show, I try to do it weekly. It's more of an interview show. I'll have politicians affecting police, people in the industry, other people with police shows, whatever news we can bring from a law enforcement perspective to tell their stories. And then we do a weekly show, coffeewithcopshow.com. You can hop on there with us Monday mornings. We do a live stream for about an hour. And basically, we're taking the news of the week. We put it together for the entire week as far as how it affects law enforcement. We might break down some shootings, show some rioting. Sometimes we'll have some guests on there. There's lots of plans. We're kind of scaling up. That show's our most successful. It's doing really well. So we're going to be doing a lot more with Coffee with Cops. So looking forward to bringing that out.
That's awesome. What's the best place for people to go and see them?
AmericasKeepers.com. You can go there and get to everything we're doing. Like we have different police channels uncensored because, you know, we've been demonetized on 18 out of 24 pages on Facebook. So we've made a big push to some other safer social networks. You can get to everything through AmericasKeepers.com.
Awesome. Well, hey, folks, go check that out. You know, support our law enforcement first and foremost, you know, out there and beyond Ray, but then support Ray and his crew and everything that they're doing at AmericasKeepers.com. So important. And you hear that 18 out of 24 demonetized. So we've got to funnel people there. We got to funnel people there to AmericasKeepers.com. So head there now. Ray, thanks so much for being here. Thanks for your service to this country. Really, really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
You got it. All right. Great having Ray on. Love that guy. Obviously we'll have him on multiple times. He's been on multiple times. We'll have him on multiple times again. For those of you who want to stick around for after hours, you want to see something that'll piss you off, this CVS clip will do it. Angry Karen, mad at a CVS manager for calling the police on two men who happen to be black, but it doesn't matter, shouldn't matter, who were caught shoplifting. But she's angry. She's angry that they called the cops on them. We'll explain it all. We'll show you the clip. Get ready for that. So if you're listening, you can just keep listening here. If you're watching, head on over to the After Hours section on YouTube or on the drewberquist.com. Either one works. You can do that there. We greatly appreciate you, all your support. If you have to take off, we understand. Thanks for watching today. Several great shows still planned the rest of the week. Three more, in fact. Tomorrow, we'll talk a little bit with Justin Sheffield again. We had him on last week. We'll talk about an amazing organization he's doing. Some other great guests. Just tons to get to. So stick with us this week. Again, we appreciate all of your support, your viewership. And remember, folks, we've all got our own ideas, opinions, philosophies, and that's cool. That's okay. It's important that we have them. It's important that we know who we are and that we discuss them with each other. But this is my show, and we hope you enjoyed it. See you tomorrow.
Do you love freedom? Do you love being clean? Then you'll love Hero Soap Company, made in the USA. Chemical and fragrance-free. A portion of each purchase donated to veteran and first responder charities. Initial subscription purchase is matched bar for bar and sent overseas to deploy troops. Let freedom clean. Hero Soap Company.
All right. Welcome to After Hours. You've been with us. Glad you're still here. If you're just coming over, Glad you're here no matter what, no matter how you got here. But this story, maybe you saw this, maybe you heard about it, is a perfect picture, as sad, depressing, and angering as it is, for how 2020 has gone, how this woke culture has gotten so distorted and so far from reality that, again, that's why I always say, take the people that are far, far left over here and just leave them out of the conversation. They bring no value to it. We need to just give them like an island somewhere to go. But this is a perfect example of it. This was at a CVS store. So there was a CVS manager, store manager, young guy, you know, but a young manager who caught two people shoplifting. They called the police because you broke the law on these people, right? And in the end, I'll give you a little tip. In the end, they weren't actually charged, but the police were called because they broke the law. And that's what happens, regardless of what color you are. I don't care if you're white, black, brown, yellow, purple, whatever. You break the law, there are consequences. This woman, though, I guess we'd call her a Karen, because that's a thing now, is very upset that the CVS manager would call the police on two people who just broke the law. This was the clip. This was the scene. Get ready for it. Roll the clip.
May I ask, so I live in the neighborhood,
sure.
And I have come to the CVS very often. May I ask why you called the police on those two men?
CVS policy dictates that if they're shoplifters, the exit store with merchandise unpaid for, we should get the police involved. And if the police apprehend them, we should issue a barring notice.
Okay.
So I actually did not elect to press charges. I said, hey, look, I just want them to know they can't come in here anymore because they shoplifted, and I just need them to sign that, and I need my merchandise back. And the officers obliged, and the guy said the same thing. Thank you. And they left.
It's not your merchandise. It's the store. So you know what happens when the black men or black people, and you decided to call the police on two black people that stole, that allegedly took something from the store because you're willing to uphold the policy, and they could have lost their lives.
We can agree to disagree on this because I don't work for you, and I don't either. I follow my company's policies, not your policies, where I can appreciate your concern.
So you're willing to risk someone's life for, what, $30,000 a year?
There was no risk, in my opinion. Thank you. You have a great night.
What is your name?
My name is store manager.
No, what is his name?
No one's going to tell you my name when you're sitting here videotaping us so that you can try and elicit some sort of violence against me. It's not going to happen.
Elicit violence against you? You just elicited violence against two black men by calling the police on them.
We got to walk away when one of them had a warrant and could have been arrested and the cops still let him go.
Just listen to yourself. You work with black folks. You just remember that.
And they love me.
Remarkably stupid. It's some people are a special kind of stupid. She's in that category. This poor guy, who I thought handled the situation very well, considering you've got this angry Karen asking for your name as if what she thinks matters. Like, again, you're that dumb. You're in that fringe of a category. Some of you are just lost. And it's best to just move on for the rest of us. But she assumes, again, so wrongly, because all of the facts point to an absolutely different story, that police officers are going to target and, in her words, kill these black men who were caught stealing in a store. They're not. He was not even charged. They were not even charged. But this false narrative is so unhealthy for her own. So let me talk to you for a second, girl. If you believe all these lies, you are naturally going to be angry and crazy. That's what's happening. And you shouldn't be living that life. But if you would take a second, don't get your data from the CVS store manager, who probably should cut his hair. Just my two cents. I don't have hair either, though, so what do I know? But don't listen to him. Look at the data. Don't listen to your friends on Facebook or Twitter. Look at the data. Don't listen to the mainstream media. Look at the data. You're going down these lies, and then you think you're so smart and so entitled that you can take a video and demand. She later apparently demanded the badge numbers of the police officers as if they had done anything wrong or she could do anything with it. But it's this entitled opinion that what I say goes, and I'm going to take it upon myself to determine what happens to all of you in this store. And I'm going to assume that you make $30,000 a year, and I'm going to say that you chose to do that and value your job over the assumption in her heart, her mind, that by calling the police, police are going to come, they're going to kill these black people. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's such a stretch for one. It's not true based on data for two. And this guy was doing what anyone else would have done. It doesn't matter what color the people were. If you steal something or are thought to be stealing something, store security and or the police are going to be brought into the equation. That's it. Maybe you go to jail. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're just told not to come back to that store. But that's what happens. Actions have consequences. And somehow this generation has missed it. She sounds like a younger gal. She's entitled and acts like a younger gal. And the fact that she's angry at him for doing his job and trying to keep the store that you said, live in the neighborhood, I come to this CVS all the time, keep that store safe from bad things. Have you allow bad things to happen, and we get this slippery, you get Portland. It's a slippery soap out there, slope. Although speaking of soap, you should get Hero Soap, herosoapcompany.com. But it's a slippery slope out there. You let people do bad things, their actions go unchecked, and more of it happens. This dude's just trying to keep his job. He doesn't want to be filmed. He doesn't want to be a part of this conversation. He just wants to work at CVS, go home and do whatever he does, go hang out with his friends, his family, whatever. And you've got people like this who bring it upon themselves to think they know what's best for everyone and think they know what's going to happen. And they're doing it based on a bunch of lies. And I had to share it with you. I'm sure, like me, most of you are upset at this dumb girl and upset with how this year is going. It's not good. It hadn't been good. But we've got to talk about it. We've got to show it, because hopefully a lot of people see that and be like, oh, you know what? Maybe I was kind of acting like that, and I don't want to be like that. Don't want to be like that. And we don't want you to be like that either. So that's good. It's a win-win. Let's start changing people and realizing that you are not in charge, that you are not entitled to this or that, that police are good. And that if you steal something in a store, you're going to get arrested or at least kicked out. Something's going to happen. We got to help these dumb ones along. Some of them are too far gone, but maybe we can make a little bit of a dent. All right, folks, we appreciate you watching the show today. Appreciate Ray Dietrich and what he's doing for law enforcement. His site, go to americaskeepers.com and check that out if you haven't already. And everything else he and his colleagues are doing, great stuff there. If you haven't already, please give us a follow on Facebook, Twitter, Parler, all of these guys down here. Please subscribe in the corner for YouTube if you have not already. And tell your friends. Please share away with your friends, family, colleague, your distant Uncle Doug, all those people. We greatly appreciate your support and would love theirs as well, so we can keep bringing you these shows. Great guests, great content each and every day of the week, which starting next week full-time, even though the last couple weeks have been that way, full-time will be full five shows coming to you each and every day. We can't wait to do it. We hope you have a great night, and we'll talk to you.